Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads and Questions and Answers, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
अदृष्टो दृष्टा अश्रुतः श्रोता अमतो मन्ता अविज्ञातो विज्ञाता नान्योतोऽस्ति दृष्टा नान्योतोऽस्ति श्रोता नान्योतोऽस्ति मन्ता नान्योतोऽस्ति विज्ञाता एष ते आत्मा अन्तर्यामी अमृतः अतोऽन्यदार्थम् ततोह उद्दालक वारुणी उपर राम. There is no other witness but him. He is never seen but is the witness. Never heard but is the hearer. He is never thought but is the thinker. Never known but is the knower. There is no other witness but him. No other hearer than him. No other thinker but him. No other knower but him. He is the inner ruler, your own immortal self, and that he is not far out, he is your own immortal self. Everything but him, self is the only reality, all not self is not, doesn't exist. Everything but him is mortal, transient, illusory. Thereupon, Uddalaka, who had come with great pride that he had found a question that Yajnavalkya couldn't answer, he kept quiet. It took so much for Yajnavalkya to make him quiet. Then, from the assembly, a great enlightened lady, a lady saint, Gargi, she stood up and said, "Oh, adorable Brahmins, I am going to ask Yajnavalkya two questions. It is just like a great prince, a warrior, has a target and he has two arrows. I am going to send out my arrows. If he escapes my arrows, know that no one of you can defeat him. He is the highest knower. If he is hit by it, of course, he will be defeated." Saho vacha yadurdvam yajnavalkya divo yadvak prithivya tadantara dyava prithivi me yadbhutam cha bhavaccha भविष्यत् चेत्या चक्षते कस्मित् कस्मिस्तदोतम् च प्रोतम् चेति. She asked, "O Yajnavalkya, that which is above Dyuloka, Dyuloka is pointed out as the sky, above the sky, profounder way. As I have explained to you, there are three lokas. The grossest loka, the earth loka, is mind and senses. A subtler loka is in your sentiments, feelings. Still subtler loka is in your intellect, in your understanding. If you don't understand it, you are a loco. I'm joking. But as long as there is no enlightenment, everyone is a loco of some type. So what is that?" Gargi asked. "Above Bhur Bhuva Swa, and in what all these lokas are confined, what is that which penetrates these three lokas?" And Yajnavalkya takes her step by step. It is akasha. Akasha is the term is space, which becomes symbolic because akasha relates to physical akasha, called bhutakasha, relates to mental akasha called chittakasha, space where thoughts move, and then the ultimate akasha, chidakasha. And Gargi said, adorations to you. You have answered my first question. Now be ready for my second arrow. Yajnavalkya, in a very natural disposition, says, ask, O Gargi. She asked, what is that which interpenetrates the akasha? Now Yajnavalkya turns his attention to the absolute self, Brahman. Gargi, what you have asked of me is about Brahman. The knowers of Brahman call it akshara. Akshara is that which perishes. Akshara, that which is imperishable, ineffable, immutable. In that Brahman, there is nothing gross, nothing subtle, nothing crooked, nothing long, nothing short. There is no light, there is no darkness, no shadow, no air, no space, no attachment, no liquidities, no sap, no smell, nothing to see, nothing to hear, nothing to speak about, nothing to think of. There is no light, no prana, no face, wherein nothing. The Brahman does not eat anything, and nothing can eat Brahman. All these statements are to help an aspirant to practice vichar. Who am I? All these various ways of creating an affirmation. I am neither gross nor subtle, big or small. I am not the air, not the smell. I am not the eyes, not the ears, not even the mind, not even the intellect, not even the pranas. I am Brahman. That Brahman that is transcendental. Etasya va aktarasya prashasane gargi surya chandramasau vidhritau tishtataha, and so forth. O Gargi, it is under the prashasan, under the government, under the rulership of akshara. This akshara Brahman controls and rules over the entire universe. It is under his rulership. The sun and the moon stay where they are. The heaven and earth continue to perform their functions. It is under that control of that akshara. Time flows in precision. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, nights, years. It is under his control, control of aksharas, aksharas, Brahman, that some rivers go towards the west, some rivers flow towards the east to enter the ocean. It is under that control of akshara that those who give charity, they are praised. They go viral. It is under the rulership of akshara that people perform their yajnas, and they give oblations to forefathers, and all these become effective under that control. It's the divine government where everything is done by divine rule. Nothing is out of rule. to human mind things may seem extremely tragic, out of order, but to the divine all this is in perfect precision. That Brahman is not far away, your own soul. That Brahman is playing the role of your soul. And your goal is to realize I am Brahman. And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Gurudev, I got a little bit lost in the story about the Admayani. Can you explain that to me again, please?
The story of what?
The Admayani. Is that the name of it?
Antaryami. Uh-huh. Antaryami means one who dwells within you, knows everything about you, mm-hmm. and can guide you to your destiny. Antaryami is God, and God is your essential nature. Therefore, you can attain God realization. That's what it means.
Right, but the story about it that you were talking about, I'm a little bit lost on that one.
Oh, the story is big, you see. I want to hear all of this again. Story is, take anything in the world. God is the indweller. Take anything. Take a potato. God dwells within the potato. Potato doesn't know it. Dwelling within, it rules over the potato. Every cell of the potato is counted. Every cell has a history to go through. And it's a complete precision how it should rot and how it should not. All the mathematics, who keeps? God. The same God is your indweller. So you will look at potato correctly. You will not be worrying about anything. Your worries don't add to anything.
I see. Thank you.
Gurudev, as a Brahman, we learn that is nothing that you can grasp or can and nothing to see. So, and who I am, you know, is when you go to Brahman, is what is it that holds you as, so you and God be one? Or that's
right. Think of simple example. River exists, but is never perfect. When it gets into the ocean, it has no notion that it is a river. All its emotions are gone. But that's the fulfillment of the river. Same way, fulfillment of everyone. In the beginning, you are striving. When will I find absolute fulfillment? But when you have the real fulfillment, that in itself implies your illusion about your existing as a separate individual, that illusion is broken. So it is a complete self-effacement. A self-effacement not as a tragic loss of your ego, but it's fulfillment. You were a tiny drop, now became the ocean. And you drop personality and identity, demolished. So it is not a negative feature. It's absolute fulfillment. Kingdom of heaven is within you, thee. That's what also that statement means, the same thing.
Swamiji, what or who is a Gandharva? Can you
Pardon?
Explain? Who is a Gandharva? What is a Gandharva?
That's a storyline. You see, storyline is it's not, again, in the scriptures, souls are divided in grades. If you are only aware of senses and mind, then you are the general human reality. If you are more aware of your sentiments, and you are instead of being just normal human being, you are singing and dancing and all that. Gandharva has taken possession of. All this allegorical. Same way, if you became more involved in another level of worship and going into different scriptures, etc., and become a learned scholar, you are possessed by another type of deity, another loka. So all this is a storyline, not to be taken literally. But all that it implies, the moral of the story, that everyone is limited, you are possessed. Everyone is possessed implies you are not in full possession of yourself. Ignorance has gripped your reality. And to cure it, you should know about the Antaryami Brahman. So that's how that lady's possession was removed, by the talk on Antaryami Brahman. In other words, if you realize, who am I? Then the illusion of being restricted consciousness, that illusion breaks. Otherwise, everyone is gripped with the idea, I am a separate person, individual, living in a world of so many unknown, and a vast world that threatens the mind in so many ways. Raise your understanding to another level. We live in a world where a deeper level within you interpenetrates all. There's something from your heart has spread out its hands and caught hold of the ears of everyone. So if you are in harmony with your heart, you don't have to worry about it. The whole world is under his control and he is in your heart. You are him. Try to digest it.
And I have another question related to that. When you were about to describe what is that thread that unites everything.
That's God, that's Brahman.
I had the word love in my mind, and then you said consciousness. Is there any difference between them?
No, it's all a question of definition. Love, light, and bliss. There are three aspects. Existence, consciousness, and bliss. They are all synonyms. But when you talk of Brahman as bliss, then the counterpart of bliss is love. Because everybody loves to be happy. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. For the sake of self, everything is love. Naturally, therefore, the self is love of love.
And when I talk about the cosmic consciousness, the cosmic mind of God,
cosmic mind, consciousness, same thing as God himself.
It is the same thing as the cosmic heart of
same
God.
Thing, absolutely.
Thank you, Swami.
Namaste, Swamiji.
Namaste, namaste.
You just spoke of having harmony in the heart. In the world, when we are doing our work and our dharma, well, I've been navigating personalities, my own and others. And there are times when I have such harmony in my heart, and then other times when I feel a disruption there, and I wonder, what is my dharma? What is the way? And if sometimes when I act, I'm not sure what the right action is. Would staying connected with the harmony in my heart be a way to understand what the right action is? I mean,
answer to your question is integral yoga. It is not one-sided. Never think of all that you have to do is to get harmony in the heart. So sit down and take a harmonium. Harmony at the level of the heart implies you are doing everything in a rhythmic way. Your actions, your duties towards people, being a serviceable attitude, developing your good feeling with japa, meditation, building up strong willpower and understanding how am I related to God. So, jnana, raja yoga, bhakti and jnana yoga, all the four, when they begin to get into your life, that's called integral yoga. And it is that integral yoga that begins to harmonize. There are four chords of your personality, which is like a veena. If those chords are not harmonized, the personality shrieks and brays like donkey. When harmonized, the melody flows. That's all allegorical. When you harmonize, that, then you are in harmony with God within yourself. But all this is not one step movement. It's not meant for. It's a life, full life project. And it's this project that you have been working on through many lives.
It's part of the Dharma for me to, when I hear the discord of the braying chords, to know, this isn't a place to shy away from, but it's a place to practice.
Fly to it.
I mean, part of me just wants to say, oh, I'm not going to try. I won't even go there, but.
Just fly into it.
And the braying is harmful to my ears sometimes, Swamiji. Others too, I'm sure.
That all depends on how, with what attitude you hear. Same food that is nourishing someone, you may be allergic to it. So you must follow your own. But at the same time, keep your heart open. Every food is not allergic.
Thank you.
Namaskar, Swamiji. You said that the world runs according to perfect precision planned by Brahman. So, as human beings or any beings for that matter, when we think that we are making self-effort or making choices, we were meant to make those choices, except we didn't know until the life unfolds.
That's perfectly correct.
Thank you so much.
But that is not, that has to be taken with a caution. Otherwise, people deliberately make, do negative things and say, did Vasanti Devi say?
I understand, Swamiji, but in the past where if I say that I could have made other choice, but ultimately
That's complete wastage of mind.
Thank you, Swamiji.
No matter what has happened in the past, etc., it's the Antaryami Brahman has
guided.
Guided.
Thank you, Swamiji.